you are in Japan right now?
Yeah.
Oh, in Tokyo, Japan. So, since when have you been in Tokyo, by the way?
I came here January 28th of this year.
Oh, but a long time, no?
Yeah.
All right, since then, I remember the last time that we talked over the program, I think that was January of this year. How have you been? Have there been some let's say, interviews with other media outlets so far?
No, absolutely nothing. We'll get into that. First of all, did Eugene tell you about how I was arrested on the Trump charges here in Tokyo?
Yes, he did mention to me about that, but there was not much detail, but I would like to get the details from you. What happened?
Well, I was in Zurich, before I was hungry, and I went to Zurich to catch a Swiss Air flight to Tokyo. So they have these, what they call, hot houses in German, I mean, check out, And I go there all the time in different countries, not because I don't smoke a gas or marijuana or anything,
Yes.
But they have very good products there. They have, soap and clothing and shoe polish and beer, all kind of stuff made from hemp, and made about hemp. And I realized that this was a big, put on by the Jews, that hemp is a bad, plant, A very good plant, a very good plant. And, very good for the, environment, because you don't have to cut down trees. You can even make, all sorts of things, dump paper. Yeah, writing paper. So I was going there a lot, and I bought some, products made with hemp. Nothing to smoke, because I never smoked. Take any drugs, I haven't even taken an aspirin for about 35 years. I don't drink coke, Pepsi, Sprite, anything, But anyway, I had to know, I worked over the products there. I always acquired them. I never had any trouble traveling around Europe. And I assumed that the laws were similar here in Japan, especially because I bought a Swiss Air ticket, and then the Swiss Air took a Japan Airlines to the, kind of a cooperative agreement, between two curtains. So as I got up, they had disappeared up to it.
Really?
Yeah, and this guy was part of the CIT, AAT, coordinating the arrest in the region.
So there was no peace plan against you anyway.
Okay, they have a lot of time to decide whether to file charges against you. They can keep postponing their decisions, you know?
Uh-huh.
But in the meantime, you're like all locked up. And even incommunicado. For 1 week, I couldn't talk to anybody. 1 week, you know?
Reminds me of the thing that happened to the American actor, Woody Harrelson. You know him first.
Yeah, I've been reading that story, yes. I've been reading that story. I don't really know him, Bob. I mentioned that in my last interview. That was just a joke. That was referring to the movie he made, Sarajevo. He was always drinking in the bar. I only made a joke about that because this creep, Roger Gosecki, said I played my last title match with Fatty in Sarajevo. I was just doing a spoof on that. I don't know at all. But there was an article in the Japan Times on March 25th, 2000, when he got in some trouble in the States now, because he's trying to legalize him, because it was Kentucky's, number one cash crop 50 years ago. But it says in this article in the Japan Times, it says hemp used to make textiles and rope contains only minute amounts of the drug THC that makes marijuana focus high. So it explains it here. This is marijuana, it's a relative of hemp. It's not marijuana. But don't get high on hemp. It's not enough of this THC.
Yes.
So it's just like, you know, you can't get drunk on alcohol-free beer. But alcohol-free beer, by the way, Pablo, contains alcohol. Well, it's not. It contains by human amounts of alcohol. It's just this fermentation. The process just occurs naturally, you see. So you can't get high on alcohol-free beer. You can't get drunk on alcohol-free beer. You can't get high on it. So I don't understand what the whole damn, charges, what the whole damn arrest was about. Only thing that could be behind it, in my opinion, is the CIA. 18 days, you know, this pothead, Paul McCartney, he got arrested. He was released in 12 hours. Get me for 18 days, you know? Like an ordinary criminal, you know?
That's not the thing that I understand.
Yeah.
So, anyway,
with the Japanese, of course, I know that the Americans were behind this, the Japanese, you know, the country is occupied by the U.S.
Yeah.
The U.S. military is here. They haven't had the ability or the guts or whatever to keep the U.S. out the way you did, you know.
Yeah.
So you're a free country. You're not a free country, yes. They're wonderful people anyway, huh? Now, the problem is, Pablo, they've been 55 years now, they've been occupied by the U.S., and they're so used to the count books.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, they're so used to kowtowing to the U.S. that it's almost become second nature to the Japanese, you know? Obviously the U.S. was behind the U.S. government. It's very easy to get killed in the U.S. I almost had a trouble when they released me because they were demanding that I give them my fingerprints on the computer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I said no. But I got fingerprints back in the U.S. when I was arrested on some bank robbery charge back in about 1881.
Yeah.
I decided I was never going to get fingerprinted again without a fight.
So you did not give them your fingerprints?
I'm a pretty, very strong person, and there would have been a tremendous fight, you know. So, I want to stand off for this computer room. I refuse to give them my hands for this computerized digital fingerprinted. High-tech computer they had there. They were threatening me, and they sweet-talked me, and they threatened me, and they hovered over me. And then my body fell. And I was that was it. The U.S. was behind it. The CIA, the 32, come on.
So you think You see me still with you there in Japan?
Oh, no. I don't know. CIA, FBI, that's a curious. You know, the CIA problem is huge. But as huge as it is only 15% of the total intelligence network in America.
Is it still close to the microphone? Thank you.